Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Last week, we looked at the context for the classic text, Life Together, by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Today, we'll actually look at that text. You might recall that the underground seminary there in Finkenwalde was shut down November 30th, 1937. Bonhoeffer continued his work among the seminarians and the recently graduated pastorates by visiting them throughout Pomerania and basically privately tutoring them. He spent the month of September 1938 at his parents' home, and it was during that month that he wrote this book, Life Together. It was based on what he was trying to accomplish there at Finkenwalde and of Bonhoeffer's understanding of that crucial concept of the church and what the church is. Early in the book, he writes, "It is not in our life that God's help and presence must still be proved, but rather God's presence and help have been demonstrated for us in the life of Jesus Christ. It is, in fact, more important for us to know what God did to Israel, to His Son Jesus Christ, than to seek what God intends for us today. The fact that Jesus Christ died is more important than the fact that I shall die. And the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead is the sole ground of my hope that I too shall be raised on that last day. I find no salvation in my life history, but only in the history of Jesus Christ. Only he who allows himself to be found in Jesus Christ, in Christ's incarnation, in his cross, in his resurrection, is with God, and God with him." Bonhoeffer begins there because he reminds us that community begins in our union with Christ. And through our union with Christ, we share a truly common union with one another. And that is true community. That is what Bonhoeffer was trying to do there at that seminary in Finkenwalde, and wanted those seminarians, as they went out into their pastorates, to create churches that were built around the principle that we are united together in Christ and we are united together to serve one another. In one of the chapters in Life Together, he entitles it Ministry. And he lists 7 ministries that we should be about in the church. The first one is holding one's tongue. How quick we want to speak, how quick we want to say something when we see something. But Bonhoeffer reminds us to hold one's tongue and to think before we speak. The second ministry is the ministry of meekness. Isn't this what Jesus said? Take my yoke upon you. And then he describes himself, "I am gentle and lowly in spirit." And so we who are united to Christ should reflect that in our ministry to one another. The third ministry is listening, that we need to learn to listen. And we need to learn to listen, first of all, to God as we read his word. And then we need to listen to others. And he says sometimes people just want someone to hear them. The fourth ministry is the ministry of helpfulness, of being a servant and serving. And at one point, Bonhoeffer will say, "There is no one who is above no task." In other words, there is no task too small, too menial, too ordinary for any of us. The fifth ministry is bearing. And by that, he means, as Paul commands us, to bear one another's burdens. The sixth ministry is proclaiming. We are to speak the Bible, of course, that is from the pastor, from the pulpit. But after we listen to one another, we speak God's word into each other's lives. And then finally, there is the ministry of authority, that pastoral ministry that holds the church together. Well, those are the 7 ministries. And you should really read this book, Life Together, classic text from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we close out this week's episode, I want to share a few lines from a poem. This from the colonial poet Anne Bradstreet. She wrote, "What God is like to him I serve? What Savior like to mine? Oh, never let me from thee swerve, for truly I am thine."